Good evening. You're listening to English Waves Radio. I'm Noelle Boisini, and this is the evening news. A national tribute for a symbolic date. Emmanuel Macron chose this March 8th, International Women's Rights Day, to preside over a ceremony in memory of Gisèle Halimi, lawyer and feminist activist who died in 2020. The ceremony is taking place right now at the Palais de Justice in Paris. Ceremony in which one of her sons, Serge Halimi, will not participate in as he considers the pension reform penalizing for a woman. And unions are maintaining pressure on the government with new blockades today, in the ports and refineries in particular. After the strong mobilization yesterday in the streets, a new day of action is scheduled for Saturday throughout France. Enedis files a complaint against the power cuts which affected yesterday more than 5,000 customers in Drôme-Ardèche, in particular in Annonay, stronghold of the Minister of Labour, Olivier Dussopt, who denounces a serious and unacceptable action. The CGT Mines Énergie warns that there will be other actions during the week, targeted cuts and reductions in electricity production. Elisabeth Borne pulls back into line the Minister of Justice, Éric Dupond-Moretti. She stated that his behavior has no place in the Assembly. The Prime Minister spoke today over the phone with the Keeper of the Seals, who provoked yesterday an outcry at the National Assembly by giving two V-signs in the middle of the session. A gesture addressed to the President of the LR Group, Olivier Marleix, Éric Dupond-Moretti quickly apologized thereafter. And a man was arrested after the murder of a 21-year-old student in Paris. The body was found on Saturday in his apartment in the 16th arrondissement. The 24-year-old suspect was taken into custody as part of an open investigation into intentional homicide. You've been listening to the evening news. I'm Noelle Boisini for English Waves.